Kerbo say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Dalet, and we're here at the Mishnah on daf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. And without much introduction, the Mishnah says like this: Shneim shekidshu shtei nashim. Two men are married to women. They were mekadesh two women. They started right the marriage process. And again, here we're not dealing with anybody who's related whatsoever yet, right? The first case is where they're not related whatsoever. And the time when they went into chuppah, meaning at the time of the consummating the marriage, right, when they finally did nisuin, and then to consummate the marriage, they switched wives. Now, we're going to have to talk about this language, because Echlifu seems to imply they did it on purpose, and that the rest of the Mishnah is not really compatible with that, but the Gemara will address that in a second. But if they switch wives, Tarei Elu Chayavin Mishim Eish Azish, obviously, right, the Isser involved here is married woman, because again, the Isser for a woman to sleep with a man who's not her husband starts even after Kiddushin, not only after the Nisuin is done. So they're both there. The Chayav for Eish is Ish, Vim Hayu Achen, if they were brothers, Mishum Eish is Ach, and if they were brothers also because of your brother's wife, Vim Hayu Achayos, and if the sisters were, the women were related, they were sisters, so then Mishum Isha El Achosa, right, from Achos Isha, they're also Chayav for that, is there? Vim Hayu Nidos, Mishum Nida, and if they were Nida, they were also Chayav for that as well. So you could up to four Isurim, depending on what the case is. Again, where kind of this commission is coming from, our last discussion, which was talking about Ish or Ein Isilchal Isser, so we're kind of jumping off of that. So, okay. So, Ma'afrishnu Zashlosh Chadashim, and then we separate the women, meaning we separate them from their husbands, right? 3 months. Shemim Ubarosim, because maybe they'd be pregnant, and again, whenever there's any issue, right, not only when there's an illicit relationship, but even, let's say, if a woman's husband passes away, Rahman al-Islam, so she is really not supposed to get remarried for 3 months after that, because we want to make sure that if she's pregnant, we know who the father is. So that's that halacha. I mean, we want to make sure that there's no issues with the fatherhood. V'mayu katanos, but if they were a katana, right? Meaning they're not going to be pregnant. She'enum ruyus lele, they're not going to have kids, right? So then machzirnu samiyad, right? There's no concern, right? There's no chance they're going to be pregnant, so then they can go back immediately. Now again, this is why I said that if they switched wives on purpose, right, that's why the rest of the mission doesn't work out like that, because if for whatever reason they switched wives on purpose and they did what I guess a wife swap or whatever it is, so then the married women are usher to their husbands, right? A woman who cheats on her husband willingly, right, is not allowed to go back to her husband. Usher labal, usher laboel. So basically, right, the Mishnah will have to kind of redefine this. But anyway, the Mishnah says that if they're not pregnant, so then they can go back immediately. Mayo kohanos, nifsulu mina truma, right? Some gears the same, nifsulu mina kahuna. But if they're kohanos, so then, right, they cannot go back and remarry their husbands, because in that case, right, a kohen is not allowed. Cohen is not allowed to marry his wife if she was raped, right? They can't stay together, so they can't go back. Okay, so the Gemara immediately says, harps on that language, as I mentioned, right? We're dealing with Rishayim, right? What do you mean? The Mishnah is going to talk about a case of Rishayim where they did it all on purpose. Vesu, and furthermore, right, even right, the better question is, right, Hadatani Rabbi Chiya Harekan, they don't actually ask the question from our Mishnah, but they asked from Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, "Arekan sheishes chataos." Right, in this case, we have four people, right, and 40 zurim. So there should be 16 chataos. Like bring a korban chatos, right, for an iser violated b'shogeg. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Even mazid meek a korban. Right, anytime you do an iser b'mazid, right, there's no korban here. Right? Obviously, there's no korban chatos for a shogeg. So Rabbi Yehuda tani huchlevu. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, the first word should be, or not the first word, but I guess that word over there in the Mishnah should be that they were switched, right? It happened to have happened, right? Again, for whatever reason, whatever way you want to construct the case, right? It happened b'shogeg. So Hachanam Mistabra, and it makes a lot of sense. The Katani Seifa, because again, this is the point now the Mishnah makes. At the end of the Seifa, says Imhayu Katanos Shainan Ruyus Leilei Machzirin Osam Yad. Right, if there were Katanos, right, then go back to their husbands immediately. Even Mazid Misharia, right? What do you mean? You can't go back to their husbands if they did it on purpose, right? So the Gemara says, no, Yechanami, hello, Kasha. That's actually not a problem, because Peter Katana Onas Dinhu. Because if for whatever reason a girl is a Katana, and that's what we're dealing with, right, when a man seduces a Katana, that's considered to be an Onas, a rape, right, because Katanos are not able to make these types of decisions. But Onas be Yisrael, Misha Shari, and therefore it would have been Mutter. So that's not actually a good proof, but the other two, right, seems to prove to us that the case here is Bishogeg. So, Elegant de Katani. So again, we can show how accurate this Mishnah, the fact that this Mishnah is definitely Bishogeg from this, because it says, right, Mefrishim Usa Shloshet Chodashim Shem Mubarosein, right, meaning you separate them for 3 months, right, because maybe they're pregnant, Halav Mubaros, but if they weren't pregnant, then Sharyan, right, then they'd be Mutter, right, they'd be amazing Mishari, but forget 3 months right away, it doesn't matter, meaning they wouldn't be, after the implication is, if you separate them for 3 months, then they can go back, right, well, if it did have amazing, they can't go back, who cares, 3 months, 10 years, what's the difference, you're not allowed to go back after that happens on purpose. So Allah Shmamina Hukluf Lorah Mashmamina, right, it must be that no, it actually was by accident was Bishogeg, and you have to change that little language of Lashon in the Mishnah. Okay. Now Uman Haitana the Islay Isr Kolal Umisu Mosif if Isr Bibasachas. And who is the Tana who says that Mimarashah, whether you have an Isr Kolal or an Isr Mosif, or it happened Bivasachas, right, that you're gonna add on chatos, right? Again, because we said that Rabbi Chiya said that there are going to be 16 chatos, right? Four for each person, so there are four people, four chatos, right? Each, that's going to be 16. So how does that work, right? Again, the cases that we were talking about here are Bavasakas and Isser Kolel and it is Isser Mosif. All of those things, right, are adding on. If you remember that we had that yesterday and the day before, right? Those are all cases of that. Now, again, the case over, and again, just to explain, right, how do you have Nisr Vasakas and Nisr Kolel and Nisr Mosif over here? So again, when let's say Reuven married Mrs. Reuven and Shimon married Mrs. Shimon, right? So whenever Reuven married Mrs. Reuven, right? So then Mrs. Reuven is also Shimon immediately right away as a Eishes Ach, right? Her brother's wife, and she's an Eishes Ish, right? Obviously a married woman, right? That was the first two. So then you have that's Vasakas. Then Shimon married Mrs. Shimon, who happens to be Mrs. Reuven's sister. Right, so that was, so then all the other sisters, right, become Usher to Shimon. So that is an Isser Mosif. That's an Isser Kolel, or more objects, sorry, when the more objects become Usher to that person. Right, now obviously, Rachel obviously is still Mutter, Rachel. Mrs. Reuven is still Mutter to Reuven at that point, but then when she becomes Anita, right, then she becomes Usher to him as well, and she becomes obviously Usher to Shimon, and that's it already in Isser and Mosif, right? If you look at Rashi, that's why I said if I said Rachel, I was trying to like paraphrase it. Rashi usually says Rachel is the first wife and Leah as the second wife, but for me that's confusing because Leah was older than Rachel, and technically Leah got married first, right? If you think back to the Chumash. So whenever, that's why I always try and say Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, because Rachel and Leah, for me, for whatever reason, is confusing. So, anyway, so basically the third case, when she becomes a Nida, right, so then she's Usher to Reuven and to Shimon, and that's Isser Mosif, because that's already, right, that's already Usher to more people. Okay, fine. So that's, but anyway, long story short, that was how you have all three of those cases in our Mishnah. Who holds that? So back in the Gemara, Amar Yudah Marav, Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir Shita, Titznan, as we learned in the Mishnah, right? Yesh Ochel Achila Achas, V'chayav Alea, Arba Chataos, V'Ashon Echad. There's a way you can do one Maisa Achila, right? And you can be Chayav, four Chataos, and an Ashon. So how does that work? Right, what's that? So Tamish Ochel Chaylev. A tummy person, right? Again, the person's tummy, he's eating chaylev. Chaylev is normal, is just fats that are osir. So that's one osir. Who knows from mukdashin? It's leftover nosar, right? Is stuff that's not eaten in time of hektish of kachin of korbanos, and it's biyom kippur, and it's on yom kippur. Again, those are 40 surim, right? Again, tummy eating kachim, ichelev, right? Nosar of kachim, and obviously eating on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Meir says, "Ma'aseh Shabbos v'otzi l'piv." If it was Shabbos and he did otzah, right, and he was carrying it in his mouth, so then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, right? Meaning that the Rabbi Meir says you can add another case, right? You can add it and make it even five. If he's walking from right, or Shizur Abin, or Shizur Yochid, or all the way around, right, and he has it in his mouth, right, and then when he swallows it, so that's going to be the Hanacha, right? Okay, if you remember from Milcha Shabbos, right, bottom line, right, he's saying you can get a fifth one in there. So Amar Rav, they said back to him, so Ein Amin Hashem, no, that's not the same, right? I mean, that's not the same Maisa Achila. You can throw anything around. He could be wearing shatnez. He could be, I don't know. If you think of another, you can do another type of iser. So they don't, so the Chacham don't like that so much. But how do you know? The Rebbe Meir holds that all three of those Yisurim, right, the Isser B'Vasachas and Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel, right, come together. Meaning, how do you do that? So how does that work? So Right, meaning when the animal, right, is alive, before it becomes kodesh, before it becomes designated as a korban, the animal is already, right, its chelev is aser regardless, right, so then it becomes a korban, and then the chelev is now shaykh to the iser me'ila. Right, me'ila is, right, adds onto the iser chelev, that's an iser mosif. Right, and then when it becomes nosar, that is already now an iser kolel, I think. No, that's an iser mosif still. Right, then when the person becomes tamei, that's an iser kolel. And then when you have a Yom Kippur, that's also an iser kolel. And finally, by Yom Kippur, then it becomes bevas achas because. Yom Kippur and Malacha, yeah, okay, yeah, and then on Yom Kippur it becomes Vazagas. Rashi says Isra Achilas Yom Kippur, Isra Shabbos, right? Because the original case was Yom Kippur, and then Rabbi Meir said if it was Shabbos, then he's also chayav for Achilas Shabbos. Okay, right, that's already a bit complicated, but that's that Rashi over there. If you're looking at Ma'aseh Shabbos, right, that's that Rashi goes through that over there. Okay, so anyway, so that's Rabbi Meir. Now. There's a different machlokas, which we're going to talk about right now, between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. The question is, if someone is what's called ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, if a person is trying to do a mitzvah but he makes a mistake and he does an aveira in the process, right, is he chayef? Right? Is he chayef or korb chadas or whatever? So now, what are we trying to do? In our case, what's going on over here? This guy, not the case with all the chaylev and all that stuff, meaning the case in the Mishnah, where the brothers are trying to marry women, right? The chora, they're trying to marry their women, right, Pashas is, right, they're doing a mitzvah, that's a whole discussion, whether, marriage is a mitzvah, but okay, fine, but Tachlis is, that's a whole discussion of whether you could be taught b'dvar mitzvah, or whether you could be chayev or not. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, I'll leave it to man, right, when Rabbi Meir, who is he holding like? He's holding Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Eliezer, when you're taught b'dvar mitzvah, meaning, are you going to be chayav this chatas? Now, just the case, the classic Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah is a case, if you remember from Shabbos, where there are two babies to do a milah. One is supposed to be on a milah on Sunday, one is supposed to do a milah on Shabbos. And for whatever reason, the mole makes a mistake and does the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So he was Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. He tried to do a mitzvah. But since that baby is a day seven, right, the milah is not Dorcha Shabbos, and therefore he did a malach on Shabbos, right, that milah was nothing. So that's the classic case over there. Rabbi Yeshua is Padrusim, and Rabbi Lezer holds, right, Yerachayev. Again, you can see this all in Rashi, Rabbi Meir, Alib Daman on the first word line. Okay, so who does Rabbi Meir holding like over here? He holds with Rabbi Yeshua. If he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Tal Dvar Mitzvah's Potter, how am I Tal Dvar Mitzvah Potter? So that can't be, because he's trying to do a mitzvah. So therefore, Ela Alib with Rabbi Lezer must be holding the Rabbi Eliezer. Fine. So now the Gemara says, "Ibai Seima," or you could say, "Lo Alom Alibid Rabbi Yeshua." Really holds your potter. And he comes Rabbi Yeshua, top of the Varmitzah potter. Hani Mili Gavi Tinalkos. Right, this is Mano Bahol. Right, Aval Hai. But this case came into Ains Mano Bahol Lo. Or you could say that no, Rabbi Yeshua holds in that classic case where you're nervous, which you're trying to do a mitzvah on the baby. Which mila are you doing? So that's a time bound. Right, you're kind of stressed with the time, etc. You have to do it on the eighth day proper, so you kind of get stressed, and you don't do the milah on time. But here again, when the guy's getting married, right, says no chiyuv to get married on Tuesday. You can get married on Wednesday, whatever it is. So then he should have been more careful. Then maybe perhaps Rabbi Yeshua would say that Tav Dvar Mitzvah is chayv. The Gemara says, "Vare truma bo ba truma, the ein zman obahol." What about the Echidas Truma, which is not a time-bound mitzvah, to use a similar lashon, but Rabbi Yeshua says that you're going to be potter if Tav Dvar Mitzvah. The time like we learned in the Mishnah, let's say the Kohen was eating Truma, and he found out he's a Pasul Kohen. Right? He's not allowed to eat Truma, right? All in the middle of eating. So Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Karen B'Chomesh, and Rabbi Yeshua potter. Again, that's Rabbi Yeshua says your potter over there. Right, so they're there, Gemara says, "Hi, tomorrow, Allah." So I'm Rabbi Baravaye. How can Betruma bear Pesach askinan? If it is ma'obahol, yeah. So the Gemara says, "No, actually, that's a case where it is time bound. Right, you're talking about eating chametz that happens to be truma on Erev Pesach, and therefore it is a rush type of thing, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua is going to say you're potter, but he could explain. Rabbi Yeshua would say that if there is no time restriction, then in fact you would be chayv. Vihi b'yisema, or another way to understand, b'yisir v'asachas, or leave it there v'shema. That really, all this, meaning forget, right, Yisir Kol, Yisir Musaf, all this type of stuff, right, really is yisir v'asachas. Right, Veli with Rabbi Shimon, right? We're talking, and even according to Rabbi Shimon, right? We said that Rabbi Shimon holds that usually, right, that he does not allow for Isser Mosif, but Bevasachas, right? We are going to say that he will be Moda in our case, even though usually he doesn't, right? Even though usually he doesn't. That was right what we did the last couple of days. But you could say that we're according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Akul, who I understand all the first three cases, Mishkan Kusla, the Shavin Shliach. How do you have a case where all the first three cases happen the exact same time, right? We had the issue of Eish Zish and Achosija and Eish Zach, right? All those three Yisurim in the Mishnah. So how can you have all three of those happening at the same time? So simply, Mishkan Kusla, the Shavin Shliach, Vishavu in Shliach, right? Ufago Vishliach, Vishliach. And meaning they all get married at the same time, right? The brothers sent the shliach, the sisters sent the shliach, and they happen to meet each other smack in the middle, and they all got married at the same time, mazel tov. So Ella, nidos hechem mishkachas lo. But how in the world are you going to say that the fourth case, right, the Mishnah, for the fourth iser in the Mishnah, is that she became a nida? How are you going to tell me that happened, right, immediately, right, at the same time as all the other ones, right? Either, if you're going to tell me that she became a nida exactly the same time as did the Kiddusha, that's really stretching it. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav, b'shovos mitoch shloshosar la'achar shloshosar." So the case is that no, she was actually Anida before the 13th birthday. Before the boys were bar mitzvahs. L'chuve inhu. So then, at that point, they became chayiv. Mitoch shnimasar la'achar shnimasar l'chuve inhi. And from before they became bas mitzvah, right? So that they became chayiv in the exact same taste, meaning. There were twins born on Rosh Hashanah, right? And then the following Rosh Hashanah, there were twin girls born, and those brothers married those sisters, right? And that happened right at and there were you know the you know 12 years or I guess 12 years after the boys were born, and 12 years after the boys were born, the boys married the girls. They all became bar mitzvah at the same time, on the same day. The Kiddushin happened on Rosh Hashanah, and they were she became anida beforehand, and when she became a gedola, that she was already anida, so that all that stuff happened when Rosh Hashanah hit. Okay, right, the Gemara constructs the case. Fine. Now, Frish knows on that. We said in the Mishnah that, again, if for whatever reason that, you know, if they're gedola, then we will separate the women from their husbands for 3 months. In case they're pregnant, right? In case then, and then they can go back. So the Gemara says, small little problem with that. Fa'in isha misaberes b'vi rishona. Right? A woman is not able to become pregnant from a first bia. So what are we worried about, right? There's no way they're going to become pregnant. Now, this is a big discussion, whether this is actually true or not, because the Gemara does say this all the time, and we do see cases where women taka do get married do get pregnant from the first bia. So there are different ways to explain it. Some Achronim say that it's not necessarily. It's the Gemara is talking about al pi rov, meaning the other ways to explain it. But the Gemara usually assumes that a woman can't get pregnant on for the first bia, and it's going to use that to talk about the story of Yehuda and Tamar in a minute in Lama Beis, right? To kind of figure out what was going on over there. So again, but the question here, specifically in our case, is that again, if a man and woman get married, two men married two women, right? We're going to separate them, and they switch wives for whatever reason, and now. We're going to separate them for 3 months. Maybe one of the women are pregnant. Can't get pregnant on the first bia. No, the cases where there were two bias, right? So that could have been pregnant. So Allah had the tiny Rabbi Chia Harei Khan Sheshes Shechatos. Well, 1 second. But if you tell me there were two bias, so Rabbi Chia says there were 16 korban chatoses that are brought by these people. What do you mean? There should be 32. Right, because if you tell me that right, if they violated it twice, right, so four korban chatzes for each of the four people, well, if there were two bias, that should be 16. Then times two, that should be 32. Gemara says, what do you mean? If you're really using that logic, l'tameich, Rabbi Elazar d'mechayev kol koach v'koach tu v'havyon. Rabbi Elazar says, you're not only chayev for a bia, you're chayev for every action within the bia, a korban. So if that's the case, then you have a million korbanos. Right. No, so the price is only the mission is only talking about the first maisa. So it must be we're just talking about the first bia, right? Even though there could have been a second bia, and therefore that's why you're only going to have 16 chataos according to Rabbi Chiya. So Amar Leir Rav Leir Nachman. So the Gemara says now, if you tell me, if you assume that that a woman it only gets pregnant from the first bia, so now we have a problem. Right? Tamar bia rishona yavra. Tamar, we know that Tamar became pregnant from the first bia that she had. The Gemara is going to say, obviously, that's very confusing. Right? If you remember the story, again, this daf is a bit graphic, but again, Baruch Hashem with Torah, and we have to learn it. Right, every aspect of human life is governed by the Torah, and it should not be awkward or uncomfortable. So again, just the story in the Gemara, the story in the pasuk says, right, that Yehuda married Tamar, but who was Tamar? Tamar was the wife of Er, his son. And then, subsequently, when Er died, the wife of Onan, Yehuda's second son, and then when when Onan died, so Yehuda, instead of giving her to Shelah, right, made her sit, right, as a widow, and then, right, she met him on the road, right, and then Yehuda thought she was his Onan, right, and they slept together, and they had twins, etc., etc. So the Gemara there points out that, we'll see in a second, but she was married already. The Gemara here points out that she was married already. So the first question is that, well, how in the world did Tamar become pregnant from sleeping with Yehuda? That was her first time. So Amalei, so before we get to the question about, well, wasn't she married already? The Gemara is going to answer that that her previous husband slept with her, Bia Shalom Kedarka. But basically, the Gemara answers first, Amalei Tamar Be'etzma Macha, that Tamar used her finger to crush her hymen, so that, obviously, the hymen is what would prevent, right, the Zera from impregnating the woman the first time, if she has no hymen, so that she could become pregnant, theoretically. So that's what happened. The Tamar, again, the Chazal explained, what was Tamar thinking when she dressed up like a Zona to try and seduce Yehuda to sleep with her? Because she very, very much wanted to have children with him, right? She saw, whether she had Ruach HaKodesh or whatever, she saw that she had to have the Mashiach descend from her, and she very much wanted to have children from Yehuda. So before she did that, she got rid of her hymen so that she could become pregnant. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Hamachos Shabbos Rabbi Tamar Shman, and apparently this was the custom of Rabbi's house, Rabbi's family, right? And they're all called Tamar because that's what they would do. Rabbi Lamer Nikor Shman Tamar Al Shem Tamar Shemacha BeEtzba. Again, they all wanted to be able to become pregnant right away from their children, with children from their husbands. So they also did this type of procedure on themselves. So that's how Tamar conceived from Yehuda. The problem is, v'ahavu Erev Onan. What about her first husbands, Er and Onan? So Gemara says, Erev Onan shimshu shelo kedarka. So apparently they had beer with her shelo kedarka. Problem is, right, that's not exactly what the pasuk says. Right? And first of all, we have a brisa that explains like this. Meisvei kol esrim v'abra chodesh dash mevifim zerim b'chutz. When a woman has a child, and then for 24 months afterwards, when she's nursing, the husband, it's appropriate that he should sleep with her, but then release, right, the zera on the outside of the body, the Rebbe Elazar. I mean, normally that's a big isser. Shechor Zela Batala is one of the worst isserim that there is, but it's dangerous. Chazal thought it would be dangerous for a woman to become pregnant again. So therefore, a husband should not release the zera inside the woman's body. So Amar Los, the Chacham said back to him, Halalu Eino Ela Kmaisa Erva Onan. He says, what do you mean? That's what Erva Onan did, and that's why Kosh Baruch Hu killed them. So we see that there was regular bia with Er and Onan and Tamar. So Kmaisa says, sort of. Kmaisa Erva Onan, Velo Kmaisa Erva Onan. And Echanami, it was kind of sort of like what Er and Onan did, but not exactly. Because Kmaisa Erva Onan, it was like what Er and Onan did. Because the pasuk says straight up, right, that the zera would come out outside his wife's body. But Velo Kmaisa Erva Onan, the Ilu Hasam, Shelo Kedarka, Velo Kedarka. But no, they also were having Bia Shelo Kedarka. Right, and they're here. We're talking in this mission, in this verse, we're talking about Bia Kedarka. So okay, Gemara says, okay, so Bishlam Onan. I understand, right? Again, this pasuk, that pasuk we just quoted before, that he had was Motzi Zara outside Tamar's body. Right, that was right. That's written by Onan. Dechtiv Bei Veshichei Zarta. Right, Ela Er Minolan. But how do you know Er did the same thing? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and this Rashi quotes in the Chumash on the spot. Dechtiv Vayamas Gam Oso. Kodesh Baruch Hu killed him as well. Right, Afhu Oso Misa Meis. Right, that he died for the same reason. So Bishlam Onan Mishum Lo Lohiya Zara. So Gemara says, why did they do this? Right, so Onan, who is told to marry Tamar so that he could be Makim Shimla Zera Le'achiv, right? This is in Yevamos, right? You see that there's a concept of Yibum, right? Even before Matan Torah. So again, Onan was told to marry Tamar so that he could make a name for Er, his brother. So Onan wasn't so down with that. He wasn't a great guy, so he didn't want that to happen. And Mishum lo lo yazara, the pasuk says, he knew that the child would not be his, quote-unquote. So therefore, he didn't want to have children with Tamar. Ela Er, my time of Avad Hachi, but why would Er do that? So Gemara says, as this, again, Rashi quotes as well, Kedesh, on the Chumash, Kedesh Otis Aber v'yachish yafya, because he thought Tamar was very beautiful and didn't want her beauty to be ruined. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. I'm just trying to find the pasuk. That's right, Gimel. Good. Tanu Rabbanan, another Rabbisa. Now, the pasuk says, in this week's Parsha, actually, which we just read yesterday, 2 days ago? Yesterday, what day is today? I don't even know. It's such a blur. Baruch Hashem. Pasuk says, "Bisha she yishkav isha usa shechva zera." Right, if a woman has a man sleep with her, with his obviously shechva zera, v'rachtu garmayim v'tamu ha'arev, she should go to the mikvah, and they both have to go to the mikvah, and it will be tamei whether that's full yom and they're tamei until nightfall. So usa prat lekala. Right, pasuk of usa excludes a kala. I mean, a kala does not need to go to the mikvah for the first bia. Different Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rechamim Omrim Prat Shalok Kedarka. Rabbi Rechamim say no. It excludes a woman who's slept with Shalok Kedarka in a strange way. So Amar Lei Hon Bereid Rav Nachman Rav Nachman. So Hon Bereid Rav Nachman said, he said to his father, Lema Kazav Rabbi Yehuda Hatorah Chas Al Tachshit Kala. Maybe the Torah. This Rabbi Yehuda is holding that the Torah says that we're concerned about the makeup. Right, of a kala, so he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So I'm like, no, that's not his logic. Why does the Torah say that a kala doesn't have to go to the mikvah after the first bia? If you're telling me normally, bia makes you tell me you have to go to the mikvah. So what, because you don't want to ruin her makeup? So I'm like, no, lefisha ein isha misaberes b'mirishona. Because a woman can't get pregnant the first time. So therefore, there's no need for her to go to the mikvah. Again, because the pasuk says, "Yishkav Yisha Osa Shechva Zera." Right? There's no Shechva Zera. There's no way there's going to be a Zera here. So therefore, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah, as the pasuk says. But my kamefugi, what's the machlokas? Rabbanan Savri, the Chachamim hold that Shechva Zera prat lahaara, and Osa prat lashalokadarka. That Chachamim hold that Shechva Zera teaches me that only a case where there's going to be a Shechva Zera, where there's going to be an ejaculation, that is where you have to go to the mikvah, but excluding the Hara, where there was just an initial part of Bia, but not a Gemara Bia. But Osa, the Shalokadarka, excludes, right, if the Bia was done in a not normal way. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalokadarka, Hara, Mishek Vazara, Nafka. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can learn both those cases from Shek Vazara, right, and then you have Osa, Pralakala, you have the word Osa that will exclude, right? Akala, and then you have that extra pasuk that's available. Okay. He asked Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, so again, usually this is how it's quoted. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sheshaza Achar Baala Shesh, Eser Shanim Benises, Shuv Eino Yuledes. For whatever reason, a woman gets divorced, or her husband passes away, if she waits 10 years, right, and then only after that she gets married, so then Shuv Eino Yuledes, she will no longer be able to have children. Amar Rabbi Nachman, Lo Shanu, El Shein Daitel Inase. Apparently, this is only but if she didn't intend to remarry, and then all of a sudden changed her mind. But if she's always trying to get married, so then miseveres, then she still can. Rava said to the daughter of Rav Chista, which is actually an interesting case. Where is that Gemara? That Gemara is right in the beginning of Baba Basra, right, that where basically the daughter of Rav Chista, right, they asked her who's she going to marry. And that was, she said, meaning Rami Bar Chama and Rava, and she said both of them. So sure enough, she was married to Rami Bar Chama, and then she was married to Rava much later on. So I'm really Rava, the Bas Rav Chista, Rava said to his wife, right, Rav Chista's daughter, right, come around and they Rabbanan Abasreich. But the rabbis are muttering about you, meaning that apparently she was able to have children, and she was divorced from Rami Bar Chama, or maybe I think he died, right? He died from Rami, but he died much a long time ago, and then she married Rava after 10 years. So when the Chachamim say that she couldn't have kids after 10 years, now her and Rava had kids, so something must have happened in between something inappropriate. So she said, no, I thought that I was going to marry you eventually. Right? I wanted you to marry the whole time. Right? And that she, that's what the Gemara says, that she had in mind that she would marry both of them. That's what we just said, that if a woman is planning to get remarried, so then she still can have kids afterwards. Hayita asked you, like, Rav Yosef, there's a woman who came to Rav Yosef, and Amarlo, she said, Rebbe, Ana Shahisi Achar Bali Eser Shanim Vialati. I waited 10 years after my husband passed away, right, and I still gave birth. So Amarlo, BT, Altotzi, Lazal Devei Chachamim. They said, listen, lady, don't say anything bad about the Chachamim, meaning, come on, let's see it, what's the MS? So finally, I guess, after a lot of poking and prodding, she said, "Lanachi nivalti na inichanami," but I ended up sleeping with a guy in the middle. Right? How many times did the Chachamim say something? We think it makes absolutely no sense, and then all of a sudden there's some sort of serious ramification, or the Chacham, turns out the Chachamim were right, etc. Right? That happens over and over and over and over and over throughout the course of history. That's why we follow Minhagim and Chachamim and Maimari Chazal, even though we may not necessarily grasp their logic right away. Okay, Shkoyah Kodah Rabosei, we'll go right in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on the way if you're listening to this.